Today's daf in Masechet Arachin is daf Tet, and we are holding on the Mishnah at the bottom of daf Chet Amud Beit. Now, you will recall that the Mishnayot that we have in this perek really have nothing to do other than the opening one with Arachin. They're here because they follow the form of Ein, Be'e, Pachot Mi'ex, V'lo Yeter Al-Y. So our Halakha Mishnah begins with a number of interesting issues. Firstly, Ein pochatin mi'arba'ah chodashim ha'mu'ubarim b'shana. We never have less than 4 months of 30 days, which is called a chodesh mu'ubar, v'lo nir'eh yeter al shmona. And it does not appear, which the Gemara is going to ask, what is that supposed to mean? It does not appear, right? Just say, v'lo yeter al shmona, if it's really following. Not more, and not more than 8. We'll get into that in a moment. Another thing, the shtei alechem, which are brought on Shavuot, and which are not doicha, the actual making, because only things, even though we're allowed to bake on Yontif, but that's only where it's a hedyot. Here we're talking about hegdash. So we don't have that lachem that we have. So therefore, we bake it before. So the shtei alechem, which we bring on Chag HaShavuot, are enei achalim pachot mishnayim. It's going to be a minimum of the second day from the time in which it's baked. And if it turns out that it was that Erev Yontif was a Shabbos, obviously it's not there for Shabbos, so the maximum it could be was the third day from when it's baked. Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, and then the third day is Shavuos. Lechem HaPanim, now the Lechem HaPanim is left on the Shulchan from one Shabbos to the next before it's eaten. So therefore, by definition, it's always 8 days from the time, it's the eighth day that you eat it. But you don't bake it on Shabbos. You bake it before Shabbos. So therefore, it's going to be a minimum of 9 days. And if the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come out before, so then it would be all the way up to 11 days. You bake it Erev Rosh Hashanah, first day Rosh Hashanah, second day Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and then another 8 days to the next Shabbos. That would give us 11th day. Ein katan imo pachot mishmona. The minimal time for mila is the 8th day, of course. And in a case where we have a suffix, or a child was born ben hashmashot, and we're not going to be doicha Shabbos because of that, but because of that, we also are not going to be doicha yantiv if the next day is yantiv, or the second day yantiv, because he may have already been too late for his brit, and therefore we're going to need to wait until after all of those days. And so it could get to be as much as the 12th day, if there was a suffix ben hashmashot. Okay, let's take a look now at the meaning, asks the Gemara, of nir'eh. Why do you say, when you say, my lo nir'eh yeter al shmona, Omer Ravuna, because lo nir'eh l'chachamim la'aber yeter al shmona, the chachamim did not find it proper to have more months in a year that would be mu'ubarim, that would be 30-day months, then 8. Now let us, before we begin, try to understand what the issue here involves. The problem is this. A month is defined by one full milah to the next milah. And that is the amount of time that, from the point of view of the earth, the moon once again finds itself directly between the earth and the sun, and therefore we don't see anything of it at all, and the molad itself is where the first sliver becomes visible. Now, obviously, from the point of view of the earth, it's going to be slightly different than what's taking place from the outside, where over there we note that the earth itself is moving in the interim. We have to take that into consideration. But that is really not interesting to us. We want to know from the human point of view on this planet how, and again, to us it appears that our satellite is actually going around the earth completely, and we ignore the fact that it isn't really, because it's so, there's so much mass in the moon in comparison with the earth, and it's such a high percentage that actually the earth and the moon really go around a common center of gravity. Of course, every system does, but usually the common center of gravity is immeasurably small. I mean, if you're talking about a small planet like the Earth going around the sun, you might as well pretend it goes around the center of the sun. But the Earth and the moon, there you get into serious problems, because the moon does not go around the center of the Earth at all, so that the Earth and the moon travel around a common center, which is not the center of the Earth. This creates tremendous problems in our ability to accurately describe the orbit of the moon as if it's a circle around the Earth. And so what Chazal did is they took the mean Meilat. Now, the mean Meilat, the mean orbit of the moon, is 29 and a half days and 793 ten-eightieths of an hour. And that is, by the way, so accurate that until very recently, the world did not have that accurate value. That is almost precisely the value that is currently used for all astronomical calculations, even by the space agency. So the question here is, since the Torah tells us in a pasuk that we cannot use hours in a month, we must use days in a month, the question is, how are we going to handle this problem of 29 and a half days for a month? The simple solution, of course, is that we take 1 month of 30 days, 1 month of 29 days, and that equals an average of 29 and a half. Of course, we need to ignore the extra 793 ten-eightieths of the hour, and we'll get back to that later. So what that would do is would give us a year in which we have 6 months that are mole and 6 months that are chaser, and then everything ought to be fine. So let's assume for a moment that that would be true. I think we're going to assume this for a while, and then in the end we're going to start dealing with the problem of how our calendar would be thrown completely off by this extra time in no time at all, almost. But let's pretend that it's all very simple. So then what would happen would be that if we added an additional month, instead of only having 6 and 6, what we end up having is 5, let's say, chaser months, and 7 mole months. So then we've added a day to the year. Now, if we add a day to the year, then that means that Rosh Hashanah of the next year is going to be later than the time of the Meilat of that Rosh Hashanah, which will be seen a day earlier. If we add 2 days by making only 4 months that are chaser and 8 months that are mole, then we're going to add 2 days. We're going to push off Rosh Hashanah another 2 days beyond the Meilat. If we would have made more than that, Yeter HaShemoneh, my God, it would have been 3 days late. Now, what this means is that in actuality, the typical days of a lunar year would be 354, which equals 6 times 29 plus 6 times 30. Okay, now if that's the case, why would the Mishnah, asks the Gemara, be more makbid on the preserving of appearances, which is what Lo Nira is all about, for not adding 9, in other words, 3 extra months, but accepting of the improper appearances of adding 2. I mean, that's not very good, is it? Asks the Gemara, when you say Lo Nira Yeter Al Shemoneh, what does that mean? Amar Avuna, well, Lo Nira El Chachamim, it doesn't appear right to the Chachamim to have more than 8 months that are ma'uber in the year, because then people are going to look at the Beis Din as being very arbitrary and doing whatever they want with the months. This will undermine the faith in the calendar and the Beis Din, and therefore it doesn't appear proper. Now, ask the Gemara, well, what is improper about it? I understand why you don't want to have 9 months that are mole and the remaining 3 months that are chaser. I understand why not. That's because you're going to now push off, because in Cain, what you're going to do is karam ati sierat tlata yom, you're going to end up with a new moon showing up 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. And that is going to cause people to look askance at the Beit Din. But now that you're telling me, but it's okay to have 8, which is 2 more than you should, it's still going to add 2 days, so it's going to push the Yontav of Rosh Hashanah 2 days after the Meilat. How can you do that? Isn't that going to cause people to think that Beis Din is a little bit confused? Answers the Gemara, you're right, but the Mishnah is talking about a specific case. It's talking about, remember, maximums. So let us assume, we're going to see later on that Rav Misharsha is going to talk about a case in which the year was a leap year. Okay, but by pointing out that the Mishnah has to incorporate those unusual circumstances, now that, of course, has nothing to do with this issue. The leap year problem is to handle the incommensurate length of the solar year and the lunar year, which is going to cause the seasons to go out of sync with the lunar year, because the solar year, which is, of course, the basis of the seasons, which is where the Earth is relative to the sun, that is 365 days. If you're going to keep your years at 354 days, then that means in no time at all, you're going to have Pesach coming out in the middle of the winter, and you're going to have Sukkot coming out in the time of the summer, and this is nuts. So because of that, there's the other problem of adding an additional month to bring the lunar year in conjunction with the solar year. Okay, but that has nothing to do with how many days are in the typical lunar year, other than obviously it throws everything off by adding an extra month. And an extra month is a half a day off. Either it's a half a day earlier or half a day later, depending on whether the month is 29 days, so then it's missing 12 hours, or if it's 30 days, so then it's above, it's adding 12 hours. Fine. Okay. He spoke about such a case. Now, we can apply that same special case to here. So let's say that our Mishnah is talking about that the previous year was a Shana Mu'uberet, okay? Now, if the previous year was a Shana Mu'uberet, so then it's going to be off. Now, there is a machlokas, as we're going to see, about how many days are in that intercalated month. This Ma'adi Amar would be holding that Ibur Shana is a Chodesh. A Chodesh you can make either Mole or Chaser. In our case, what you did was you added that extra month, but you added it as a Chodesh Chaser. So it was only 29 days. If it was only 29 days, you basically have already ruined the year by making it too short, because the Meilad is already off with this by a half a day. In which case, now that we're adding an additional full month, so we are really going to be Dal Yarcha Malya Ba'adi Yarcha Chasera. So we've added the additional one more month just to make up a Chodesh Mole for the extra half a day that was ruined by making another month the year before a Chodesh Chaser. So now when we add one, we're really not messing up completely, because we're only adding one, which is 1.5 days, which we call one day. It's not two full days. And that's the case, but that's already not so bad. Oh, what do you mean it's not so bad? I mean, it's still one day and slightly more, right? So how do you explain that? It's all very nice to say you've taken care of one, but you've added two. But Akate asks the Gemara, there's still Chad Yuma. People are going to say, oh my gosh, what's happening? It became the Rosh Chodesh, but it's not Rosh Hashanah. Something is strange. Isn't that a problem? No, says the Gemara. It's not such a problem. Because really, it's lo adatayo de inche. People do not talk about a molad that is slightly off like that. And as a matter of fact, it's very difficult to even see such a molad, as the Rabbeinu Gershon points out. Because the idea over here is that remember that the new molad is going to be the first day that the moon is slightly separated from the sun from the point of view of somebody standing on the Earth's surface. The only way you're going to see that molad is immediately after sunset. So immediately after sunset, you may pick up that the moon hasn't set yet, but it's going to set in another few minutes. So that you're only going to see the molad for a few seconds, and it's still going to be buried in a lot of bright horizon. So it's difficult to see. Therefore, we don't worry about an observation of that earlier molad, and we let it go. People are not going to make a big fuss about that. Ula says, no, that's not how to read the Mishnah. Yeah, the way to read the Mishnah is that not that the Chachamim are going to allow you to get up to 8, meaning lo nira yeter al shmona, but they would allow you 8. No, what it's saying is that there's no, the Mishnah begins, that you cannot have four, less than four. Why? It's explaining why can't you have less than four. Because, lo nir lechachomim lechaser yeter al shmona. Because in order for there to be four mole, you'd have to have eight that are chaser. Any more than that, you're going to have more than eight that are chaser. That we can't allow. So in other words, according to Ula, what we've really done is departed from the general ein be'ex pachot mi a v'lo yeter al b. And the reason that we included this piece here is because it sounds similar to that, but it really isn't. It isn't saying that. It's saying you can't have less than four because you can't have more than eight chaser. So it's a slightly different format that looks to be the same as the others. So what it's saying really, says Ula, is ma tam in pochatim mi'arba'a chodashim ambu'ubarim b'shana. Why is it that we never have less than four chodashim mu'ubarim? Because the Chachamim did not see it fit to have more Chodashim Chaserim than two extra months that are Chaser. Instead of six, eight. Ask the Gemara, why not nine? Because if you add nine Chaser, in other words, you'd have three more than the normal, so then what's going to happen is that the Molad is going to be 3 days after Rosh Hashanah. Because you've pulled back the year by taking three minus months, more than you normally would have had. So it's 3 days before. If that's the case, then everybody's going to say, what's with these rabbis? What did they have? How in the world did they make Rosh Hashanah so early before the Molad? We only saw the Molad 3 days later. So that's not what the Torah said. But if that's the problem, even if you made Rosh Hashanah two days before, the Maalot's going to come out 2 days later. Komiyatre treyumi, answers the Gemara, that's not a problem. Because, as Rav Misharshia pointed out, as we said before, kugon shaita shana mu'uberet, you need to take into consideration special years, where the shana was a shana mu'uberet, and therefore you're able to add, because in this case, you added an additional day in this scenario. So you made that extra month a Chodesh Mole, not a Chodesh Chaser. Since you made it a Chodesh Mole, says Ula, so now you can have one additional minus month to make up for how you messed up the previous year by having an extra plus month. So you were a half a day off. You added 30 days instead of 29 and a half days. So you added 12 hours. By adding another chaser, you subtracted 12 hours. Now you're even. Yeah, that's very nice. You're even, but what about the other chaser? Now you're not even. Varkata yika chad yuma, but you still are going to have that one extra day. How about that? Well, that's not a problem. Because, you see, the way Rav Huna was learning it, it's a problem because people will see the mailot earlier. But over a year, people are going to see the Maalot later. So what are they going to think? That because they didn't see it, there was no Maalot earlier. They're going to figure they missed it. They're not such good observers. But the Beit Din did see it. So Savit, Chazuit, Chazim, and Anavadaitin. They figure, oh, it must be that the Beit Din actually did see it. And we weren't paying sufficient attention. So that's not going to cause them to laugh at the Beit Din. They'll just assume that they were ignorant. That's all. Okay, so what really is the machloket over here between Rav Huna and Ula in how to explain the Mishnah? In other words, why won't... they're both agreeing, essentially, to what Ula is saying, that we don't want to have more than eight that's chaser. But why isn't Ula willing to say we don't want to have more than eight that are mole, the way that Rav Huna said? And he's saying, no, it's only this way, v'onira yeter al shmona, which would mean that you could have eight mole. So why not? I mean, the same way could have eight chaser by taking this scenario where the extra month in the previous year was 30 days. You could do it the other way around, was 30 days. You could do it the other way around by having the previous month only 29 days, in which case you can have an extra mole this year to make up for it. So isn't it exactly the same thing? They both need to come onto the same scenario. If it's being an unusual year that has followed a year that was mu'ubarat. So what's the difference? What are they arguing in? And it says the Gemara, they're arguing in whether when you add that extra month to the previous year, you make it Yibur Shana, they're arguing about whether you have the option of making that either Chaser or Mole, or whether it has to be Mole. That's the machlok. So therefore, they're arguing be Yibur Shana, the Tanya, Kama Yibur Shana, how much is the extra month? Shloshim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says It's not Shloshim. It's a Chodesh, however you want to make it. So Rav Huna says, oh, if it's Chodesh, however you want to make it, so we could make the previous month, year, Chaser, and therefore have eight extra. In other words, two more than the norm, because it's going to make up, the Molly is going to make up for the Chaser, and then the one day they won't pay attention to. But Ula says, no, you can't make it Chaser. It's always going to be Molly. So what you could do is, if it's Molly, you can have one extra Chaser. You can have eight Chaser. But you can't have eight Molly. That's going to be a disaster. Because then if you take the special scenario, you're making worse, not better. Because that extra month is going to have to be Shloshim. That's the difference. So Rav Huna holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Ula holds like the Tanakama, that the extra month is always Molly. Therefore, the most you could do is add an extra Chodesh Chaser to make up for the extra Molly, and then one more Chodesh Chaser that people won't notice. So he cannot come on to Rav Huna's explanation. Ask the Gemara on Rav Huna. Meitve. In Atzeret Chala Ela B'Yom Haneth. Yom Tov of Shavuos will always fall out on the day of the Hakrovat HaOmer, which is called the Tenufa, the Yom HaNeif. Today we waive it. Why? Well, it's obvious. We count 50 days, right? So 7 goes into 49 evenly. Okay. But the 50th day is going to be the beginning of the same day in the next 7 weeks later. In which case, just like a Brit Milah, the 8th day is the same day of the week that the baby was born. So that's the beginning of the next week, is day 8. In this case, day 8 is day 50, because it follows 49 days, which is even. And now the 8th day of the last week is the 50th day. And now it's the day that you started with. So it always falls out, the 50 days, always falls out on the same day that you started. Since you always start the Sefiras HaOmer, obviously on the day of the Omer. So because of that, it always ends on Shavuos, on the day of the Omer. That part, that works out fine. And in fact, we have a simon for that, because the standard simon is at, bash, gar, in other words, first letter of the alphabet, last letter of the alphabet, second letter of the alphabet, second from at, last, third letter of the alphabet, with the third from the end. So it's at, at is the first day of Pesach, equals Tisha B'Av. Okay? Then we have bash, which means that the second day of the Pesach is going to be the day of Shavuos, and that's the day of Akrovas Omer Shavuos, which is always the 16th. That's the second day of Pesach. Gar is that the third day will be Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we want to look at now. If Gar is Rosh Hashanah, okay. Dak is Kriyat HaTorah, which is Simchas Torah, and that's a little bit iffy, but that works out. Hap is Purim. But there it's a reference to the previous, not the new Purim. And then we have Ayin, matching up with Zion, which the Gemara didn't know what that meant, but actually the seventh day of Pesach is always Yom HaAtzmaut, the next Yom HaAtzmaut. Anyway, well, what's important to us is that, that's not a joke, by the way, because the Gro actually said that. The Gro actually kept every fifth day of the year as a Yontif, Hapi Kabbalah. So to him, the ha, I mean, whatever, was a remiss to that day, the fifth of the year.
Which that's Yom Atzmaut?
That's Yom Atzmaut. It's 5 year, yeah.
Wow.
Weird. Okay, but anyway, so now what this means is that in a standard year, we're going to divide up that 354 days. If we divide that up with 1 month Molly, 1 month Chaser, so then we have half of that, 177. We're going to have in the last part of the year, right? The last 6 months. Now, what that means is that from Nisan till Tishrei, that's 6 months, you're going to always come out. Again, we need to take a look at our modulo 7. In other words, divide. Let's take a standard year. 354. 354 days divided by 7 to see what day of the week it comes out. So if you divide it by 7, so then the 350 divides equally with 7. That's 50. So we have 50 weeks of 7 days. That leaves us 4 days in a year, which means that if Rosh Hashanah is coming out on Shabbos, the next Rosh Hashanah will come out on Yom Revi'i, right? It's going to always be 4 days difference. Now, If that's the case, if it's a half a year later, it's going to be 2 days difference, right? What that means is that if you're going to measure from the Pesach, so then that would put Rosh Hashanah always on the next day, which would be after the Yom HaNef. So that's At, and that's Vash, which is Shavuos, and then the third day is Gar. So it's the day following the Yom HaNef day. Day of the week following the Yom HaNef day, that it should be. That's what the norm would be. Now, if we take a look at this Braita, we're faced with a problem. Because the Braita says like this, that Ein Atzeret Chala Ela B'Yom HaNef, that's great, because it's precisely 50 days later, so obviously there's no way to change that. It has nothing to do with the day of the month. It has to do simply by counting 50 days. V'Ein Rosh Hashanah Chala, but Rosh Hashanah will come out either on the day of the Tznufas HaOmer, or it will come out 1 day later. And 1 day later is always going to be the day following the end of Nisan. In other words, the 31st, what would have been the 31st day of Nisan, which is now the Or Iburo. Why is it called Or Iburo? Because the Nisan, which is Mole, is clearly defined as Mole when on the night of what would have been its 31st day, we proclaim the new Chodesh of Iyar. That makes the previous month Mole, because now the 31st day became the next month, which means the previous month had 30 days. Now, that is 1 day later than the Yom HaNef, right? By definition, because the Yom HaNef is the 16th. So that means if it would have ended up precisely 2 weeks later, then it would have been the same day. But like this, we've added a day, and therefore it's going to be 1 day after that. Okay, now the problem is like this. According to Ula, where you'll have a maximum of 8 months that are chaser, but you'll never have a 8 month that are ma'ur. That's how Ula understood it. And that was because of the way that you're always going to be stuck by throwing the year off if you make eight. So then it really works out that Rosh Hashanah could be only on the Yom HaNef or on the Or Iburo. Why? Because let us say that we have 2 months, Kislev and Sivan in the year, we made Chaser, okay? So then if that's the case, the year will fall out like it does every year. So we always have, in a normal year, we have 3 Chaser months in the summer, and we have 3 Mole months in the summer. We have 3 Chaser months in the winter, and we have 3 Mole months in the winter. And that would be the standard year, which would be the equivalent of the third day of Pesach, which is the Or of the first day of Iyar. But in the event that we added 2 months that are Chaser, now you end up with an extra Chaser month in the Kayans, possible. So you may have now an extra month between, an extra day, in other words, missing, between Pesach and Shavuos. If you have that, so then you're going to end up with Rosh Hashanah being a day earlier, and therefore it could come out on the same day as the Yom HaNef. Instead of being Gar, it'll be Bar, because a day is missing from the year. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But according to, so in a normal year, where it's Echad Malav, Echad Chaser, then it's going to come out Ma'ori Burai, which is Gar. But in a year that has an extra Chaser month, it's brought back a day. So then it's going to be Bar. But according to Rav Huna, we're going to have a problem. Because according to Rav Huna, you could even add 8 Mole months. If you add 8 Mole months, then you might push off Rosh Hashanah by yet an extra day. So if a normal year would have come out on Gar, on this year it's going to come out on Dar. But that's the day after the first day of the year. And that'll be Or Iburai. So Azimne de Mashkachad Or Iburai. So how do you explain that? Omelach Aravuna. Ah, come on, gentlemen, please. I'm the problem. And for Ula, it's not a problem. I mean, Ula never said that you can't have one additional Mole month. He said you can't have 2, right? Okay, so he was saying, Shemona with the law of Dina. You don't make 2 months that are Mole, okay? But even according to Ula, you can make Shiva. Did he say when you have to add that extra month that's Mole? No. So what happens if we decide to add that extra month between Pesach and Shavuos, and we make Sivan Mole? What do you say? See, even according to him, it'll work out that way. So, zina d'lav dina besitu, what if we didn't make kislev mole? And instead of dina bekaita, we made sivan mole. So, according to him, also it would come out exactly the same issue. You haven't asked a bigger question on me than on Ula, okay? So, please. Vahavi la'or ibuno. So, obviously, neither of us could possibly work out this brayta, working out the way we understand the normal workings of a year. And I'll tell you what the issue is. It's very simple. This brayta is not going according to the shita, the normative shita of the dinim of the year, where we can have a variation on 354 days. This shita is going according to the acherim. The acherim hold you never change the year. It's always echad mole, echad chaser. No variation is allowed. It's always 354 days. Now, if that's the case, amani acherim hi, the tanya acherim omrim, there will never be more between one Shavuos and another Shavuos, or between one Rosh Hashanah and another Rosh Hashanah. Only 4 days, because 354 is equally dividable by seven. That's 50 weeks, leaving a remainder of 4 days, and that's the 4 days of the week that the next year is going to be later on. It's as simple as that. The only difference will be if it's a leap year. If it's a leap year, then the additional month is going to throw things off, and that additional month is in Adar, obviously, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is going to be pushed off by one additional day. Why? Because it's 30 days, and 30 days gives us a remainder of one after we divide by seven. So Mamela will knock in another extra day. So instead of the modulo 7 being 4, here it becomes 5. Wait a minute, says Gemara. But even according to the Acherim, nothing works either. Because how, according to the Acherim, would you ever have Rosh Hashanah coming out a day early? It said in the Braita that Rosh Hashanah could come out on the same day of the week as the Yom HaNef, which is Bash, for Shavuos. But according to the Acherim, it always has to be Gar, which is the first day of the year. And therefore, it doesn't work out according to the Acherim either. And here at last is where we had the famous mimer of Rav Misharshia. Of course it's possible. Where it was a Shana Mu'uberet. So if it was a Shana Mu'uberet, if you hold that the Shana Mu'uberet is Malay, that's 30 days. 30 days adds an additional day. And therefore, what turns out, you're going to have 7 months that are Malayim this year, in which case, Dar Yalcha Levada Yalcha. In order not to mess it up, what we do is we add in the summertime 4 Chaser months instead of 3 to make up for our mess up. And because of that, it is possible, Mashkachet LaBiyom HaNev, by drawing back that extra month of the summer, we now bring it back in the same way in our scenario. We brought it back to the day before. Omar Leirav Adabar Avalarava, explaining this braita according to the Acherim, seems to make it very trivial. Because they're not adding any information. They're teaching us second grade algebra. All they needed to say was simply that a year is always 354 days, and that we don't add anything. I mean, what is the point of making all of these fancy cheshbonos? Say the words, we do not add months without making up 354. That's all you need to say. And then I can figure out myself, okay, I know how to divide. 7 into 354 leaves a remainder of 4. I can figure out myself. So, ein bein atzeret atzeret, ein bein rosh hashanah rosh hashanah. So, what's the point? No, of course there's a point. The point is, says Rava, that by talking practically in terms of its application and saying it doesn't happen that, what are you really saying? You're really saying that even if you didn't see the Maylad, you're going to see to it that the month is Kadesh Chaser, if it needs to be, which means that you will not be Mekai in the midst of Kiddush Al Pi Ha'Ra'iya. Now that's an additional point, which teaches us the lobeina mitzvah kadosh al pi ariya, and that if necessary, you just do what you got to do. It's all very nice if you can see it, but if you can't, you're still going to have to make the same Rosh Chodesh. Matkifla Ravina. Ravina asks on the entire calculations here of the Acherim. This doesn't work out. It doesn't make sense. Because you're pretending, the Acherim are pretending that a year works out okay by having a day a month which is molay and a month at tachas. But that means that you're believing that the mean molad is exactly 29 days and 12 hours. But it isn't 29 days and 12 hours. It's 29 days, 12 hours, it's 793 tenetiyots of an hour. Now what happens is that what that does to you is it adds an additional day of messing things up. And what that happens is you have, therefore, you need to add a day from the Yume Deshoi so that every 3 years you're going to, every 3 years you've got 36 of these 793s, 1080ths, which is over 24 hours. So you're going to have to add an additional day to that year, every 3 years. And not only that, it's slightly more than 24 hours. And that slightly more, every 30 years, adds up to yet another day. So that means that every 3 years you have to add a day, and every 30 years you have to add yet another day. So how can they say that there's always 354 days? That's ridiculous. If it's only 354 days, in no time at all the calendar is destroyed. So it makes no sense. V'ha'ika yumidisha, you've got the days made of all those extra hours, once every 3 years. And then you've got the yumidit tlat and shni, every 30 years you're going to add yet another one because of the fractional hours. So in those days, you're going to have five, those years of the extra day, you're going to have 5 days between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not a Shana Mu'ubaret. That's true, says the Gemara. They didn't mean literally you'll never find it. They mean in a normal year. They're just trying to keep things simple. Since in a normal year you don't have that problem, they're not talking about it. The Av Shmuel Tzavala Krivuna. Shmuel also holds like Krivuna that you can make 8 months that are Malay. And not like Ulo who holds you can only make 8 months that are Chaser. The Omar Shmuel Ein Shinat Levana. The minimum number of days in a lunar year is the 352, and the maximum is 356. So obviously, as he himself speaks out, if you have shnehem, both months that you're going to be mamalik kislev and sivan, and you've got actually both of the chaserim, so you have cheshvan and iyar. If you make them Malayim, so now you have 2 years that are extra. Two months that are extra. Gives you two extra days. So, but what that would mean that Shneim Chaserim or Shneim Malayim. So if you have Shneim Chaserim, you have 352. If you have normal Yechad Malay, Yechad Chaser, so then you have four. But if you have both of them Malayim, you have Shisha. Okay, so obviously he holds you can have Shneyem Malayim. So he holds like Ravuna, according to Ulu, you cannot have two additional Malay months. You can only have one additional Malay months. Meitvein asks the Gemara, but doesn't it say in the Braita, Reini Nazir Kimot Hachama? I want to be a Nazir for the number of Nazirot like the solar year. So Mona Nazirot Shalosh Meot V'Shishim V'Chamisha Yamim, 365 days in Nazirot, Kiminyan Yimot Hachama, exactly the way a solar year is. But if you say ki yimot halevana, then you count mona nezirot 354 days ki minyan yimot halevana. Now, if Shmuel is right, which obviously a little bit of Ravuna has to be the case, how can we be so makel to allow him to keep only 354, where there are years that are 356, and you should have to keep the maximum? So let him keep 356 days. So zinu de mishkach la shisha, meaning shalosh mot chamishim b'shisha. No, that's not a problem. You follow the way people think. People think about the norm. Most of the years are Rov Shanim, are 354. And the truth is, Rebbe himself holds like Ravuna. Titania. There was once a story where Maaseva asa Rebbe tish'a chaserim. Rebbe once made 9 months that were chaser, which Lamaisa is more than we said was okay. And that we're going to discuss in a moment. So how could he do that if he made nine that were chaser? So then that meant that he had three additional that were mole, which I thought we said we can't do. Nira Chodesh Bezmano, and nonetheless, Rosh Hashanah afterwards, the Melet of Tishrei came out on Rosh Hashanah. The Haya Rebbe Tamei, and Rebbe was shocked. How did that happen? Didn't we mess things up? He said, Asinu Tishar Chaserim, we made 9 months chaser. And there's usually only 3 months chaser, 6 months chaser. So we have three additional months. So that means that we have, it should have been off by 3 days. I don't get it. It should be off that we made Rosh Hashanah 3 days early. So how is it that it worked out to be on the same day? And nonetheless, near a Chodesh Bismano? That is really strange. Now, most of the Rishonim take this as being a real question. Lamaisa, the Rush argues, well, I shouldn't say the Rush, because they take it even Alibi the Rush, that Rebbe really got confused. But because the Rush explains that the only reason that Rebbe made, he went against Halacha by making 9 that were chaser, so it didn't work out according to anybody, really. So why did he make 9 that were chaser? It's because he knew, as we're about to discover, that the previous year had been messed up, as we're going to see. So because of that, he needed to be mitakein this year that it should work out okay. So if he didn't understand what he himself did, it's a little bit strange. I mean, it means he forgot. You know, made this chesed, but he forgot, which is a little bit outrageous. If we read it as he was testing the Talmidim that were with him, including his son, and asking, wow, that is really strange. It should have come out wrong. Okay, so then this makes much more sense. So his son says to him, Amar lo fanav Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, and maybe last year was a Shana Mu'ubera, okay? And an Ibur Shana Ishloshim, which means that we added a day. So we have one additional month. And then the year before, we had made 2 additional Moleis. So now we're 3 Moleis out. And now you've made 3 Chasers, which of course was, as the Rush explained, the whole reason that he did it, to make it even. And now Dal Talata Labahadi Talata. So now you took 3 Chasers to make it even out in Kamle Bedukte. Now everything's back to normal. Said Rebbe to Reb Shimon, his son, ah, you're a genius, Mary Yisrael. Ah, you have actually enlightened everybody. It's exactly that. Ken Haya, that's exactly what happened. And so if we learn that, on the contrary, Rebbe wanted everybody to hear that normally we would never have done this, because as Ravuna said, you can't add 3 that are Mali, only 2 that are Mali. So he went out of his way to appear stupid by saying, gosh, I wonder how this happened. So that this Maisa now became remembered, so everybody understood that the norm is that we wouldn't do such a thing.
שתי הלחם מנך על אם פחות משניים ולא יתר על 3, לחם הפנים מנך על פחות מ9 ולא יתר על 11, אין הקטן נימו פחות מ8 ולא יתר על 12. מי לא נראה יתר על 8? עומר ונא לא נראה לחכמים לעבר יתר על 8. מי שנה 9 דלא, אם כן קודם עתיסיר התלת היומי, השתנה מקודם עתיסיר התרי יומי. כי דאמר משאר שכגון שהייתה שנה מעוברת, הכנה מכגון שהייתה שנה שלפניה מעוברת, ואיבו שנה חודש, דל ירח המליה, בעד הירח החסירה, so, ברצקת אחד יומה לבה מדי תדעין שם. ולא אמר, לא נראה לחכומים לחסר יתר על 8. ומי טיימה כאמר, מה טעם אין פוחתים מ4 חודשים מעוברים בשנה, משום דלא נראה לחכמים לחסר יתר על 8. But it doesn't mean that you can be מוסיף מולי, only 8, and not more, because you can't even do 8. מי שנה 9 דלא נתמק חוסר, because the אם כן, מיד רסיר התלת היומי לית, השתנה מקום מיד רצרי יומי. כדי אומר משרשיה, כגון שהייתה שנה מעוברת, וכינני כגון שהייתה שנה שלפניה מעוברת. דהר על ירח החסר ועד הירח המליה. So, הקטי כחד יומה, that's not a problem. סבר, התחזי, וענן לא ידינן. Now, במייקל מפלגי, in the din of that extra month, באיבושנה, תתניה, כמה איבושנה 30. רב שמעון גמליאל אומר, it's chodesh, either chodesh bolay or chodesh chaser. Meitve, ein atzeret chala ela biyom hanev, ve'ein rosh hashanah chala ela o biyom hanev o loor iburo. So bishlam ala ula deshmona chaser mavdinam ubarim o avdinan, mashkachat la shneim chaser biyom hanev, echad malav yechad chaser loor iburo. אלא רבונה דיומר עבדינם מעוברים, עזיבנן דמשכחת לאור אור עיבורו. I don't understand. He's only saying Shmonu Delo Avdina, but he agrees you can make Shiva. So, and that Shiva sometimes doesn't have to be in the winter. So Lo Avdina Besuto Avdina Bekaita, between Pesach and Shavuos. In which case, Avilo Or Oribura. Yeah, but even so, it's only La'ori Buro. How would it ever come out on Yom Ha'Neif? And here is where Rabbi Sharshi made his statement. And if Ibur Shana Shloshim Yom, so now they took out Dal Yarcha Labada Yarcha, in which case Mashkacha Labi Yom Ha'Neif, because they took out a month before Shavuos. Omale Ravada Barava Larova, I don't get it. Acheri Minyana, before Hashem is what I mean. Acheri Minyana Atalashmina Nakamashpalan, Delobina Mitzvah Lakadish Apiyariya, which is a Chiddush. Markiv La Ravina. Well, what about the Yom HaDeshrei every 3 years? What about the Yom HaTlat in Shnin, which is every 30 years? I don't get it. Yeah, that's true. They agree there are years where there's an extra day. So it'll be 5 days to the next Rosh Hashanah. But given the letter, B'chol Shata, Lo Kachashiv Lo. V'yav Shmuel, Savalak Ravuna. D'yom Shmuel, Ein Shinat Levana, P'chuta Mishalash Meot 52 Yon. ולא יתרה, השלושמאות וחמישים ושישה יום. הכיצד? שני מלאים, שלושמאות חמישים ושישה. שניים חסרים, שלושמאות ושניים. אחד מלא ואחד חסר, שלושמאות חמישים ארבעה מטרים. הרי נזיר כמעט החמה, המון הנזירות שלושמאות שישים וחמישה ימים. כמניין ימות החמה, if he says ready knows it came out of Levana, Mona is 0 3 54 yomim, kiminim out of Levana. But if Shmuel is right, imitas in the Meshkachat la Shisha, so that's not a problem. Benedarim alecha chalashon bnei adam, verov shanim, the afrebi savalak revuna, the tanya maaseva, serebi tisha chaserim, venira chodesh bizmano anyway. Voya rebi tomea vomera, wow, this is weird. Asino tisha chaserim in anyway, nira chodesh bizmano? Omar lefon of Reb Shimon bar Rebi, shema shana meubera taita, viyibur shana shloshim yom, and then the year before ashtakad, asino shneya meleim, so in which case we have now 3 days, 3 months mole, daot lata lade plata kam le beduchte. Omale, you are a genius. Ner Yisrael, Cain Havi, that's precisely what happened.